welcome to the Dad Podcast. I am your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only Paco Lancini, a.k.a. Adam Dooley. How are you doing on this fine day?
I'm tired.
Oh, what? How could you be tired? That's amazing. That's loud. Before you get into anything,
please.
Most people listen to the show via the podcast stream.
Yes.
There are a few of you that listen to it as a live stream. And before this seems like some kind of covert operation that you're like, I didn't get an email. AT&T is going to hear some words from me.
Oh, yeah.
Because...
Well, not if you try to contact them via the internet.
Not right now. Daddy's living in the times of the dark ages. It is just... It's 1993 here, and I don't know how I'm going to be able to survive. No internet. It's down. I've had this thing where every week my internet goes down. Every Saturday at 7:30. Now, we're not recording on Saturday.
No.
I've told that, and then I do the thing where, you know, I don't get angry at customer service people because I feel like that's not their fault. That guy didn't come and unplug my internet.
Right.
But you kind of have to strong arm them a little bit, and you kind of this is the reason why the terrorists hate us, because I have to call this guy and go, and also, this is my problem is my internet isn't working, and my second problem that I don't know if you can help me with is I'm going to need to have $25 knocked off my bill.
Right.
And then they go, and then they have to do the bullshit thing where they talk to me. We as parents know, because you condescend to your small children.
Yes.
Maybe you don't do it with teenagers, but... You condescend, and they say, oh, well, I understand that you're, you know, the guy over the phone did the lay down and look up at me. I see you're upset. He did that.
Yes.
He Tina Payne Bryson my ass. and so he's going to transfer me over. So they knocked, and then I did, but I thought I was so smart doing the 25% off my bill.
Oh, yeah.
And then the guy goes, I understand. He goes, well, why is that? And then I said, well, because you've had my internet down for a week now, and this is the second time in a row that it will be down. So why should I pay 100% for 75% of service?
Yeah.
And he was like, solid point. And then he goes, okay, we knocked $24 off you. And I don't know why, but I thought $24, but $24 is 25% of my bill for whatever the fuck it
right,
was.
Right.
So then we had that. And then the following week, same thing. Happens again, 7:30, boom, shuts off. Now, here's the order, just to add to the suburban rage of this all.
Yeah.
The first time I called, guy comes out, does a stupid... They have the fucking iPad now that they show you, and it's just fucking gobbledygook. That he's like, well, you see here, and I'm like, don't patronize me, all right? I know that you went to fucking DeVry, okay? You're not, hang these lines. You're not some civic engineer. You're just some fuckwad probably staring down the barrel of $60,000 of student loans for 2 years of education, all right? And it's unfair for me to come at him. I didn't say that to him, to be fair, number one. Number two, it's mostly because I'm angry because I can't get my interwebs or my porn.
Right.
So.
Daddy is horny.
God forbid my wife isn't touching me. Fuck, this morning schedule sucks ass. I don't know guys who work graveyard get laid, but it ain't with their wives. So anyway, then he's showing me this, and then he goes, oh, it says that there's a DTL or something like that. And
I was like, DTL.
Down to lesbian? I'm in. No, he said, he goes, there's a tone on it. Like, and I go, yeah, I don't like its tone. I want it to work.
Yes.
So he's doing this convoluted way of telling me that there's a phone line connected to what my internet should be.
Oh.
He goes, did you recently add a phone line? Or he goes, it's your phone line. It's connected to your internet. Where's your phone? I said, and I show him my cell phone. I go, this is my phone. Who the fuck has a landline?
Right.
And then he goes, well, I see. I go, this is what I love, too. Captain patronizing, showing me the iPad.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me about DTL tones and bullshit. Like, bleh, 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 bleh.
Right.
He goes, well, what's this phone line right here to? I said, that's an ISDN. Huh? Yeah, you don't know what archaic radio technology is, do you, Farquaad?
Right.
So anyway, he goes and he fixes it. He says, evidently, somebody disconnected your internet and plugged a phone line into it. So he said, my guess is that whoever lost their phone line when I disconnected it, because he checked it, it's connected to a phone. He dialed from the thing, goes, is that your phone number? I said, no.
Mm.
And then... is that what you said?
Yeah.
I wanted so badly to play your podcast wife as if that isn't my title already.
Right.
I wanted so badly to go, what did I just say? What did I just say right now? What did I? You have no idea.
I don't know. You were saying that he showed you the phone and it had a phone number on it that wasn't yours.
I wish we had internet so you could periscope the look on your face. Is that what I look like anytime I get busted on that? I don't care if you don't listen. Just don't do the fucking fake orgasm noises, okay? Just sit there and then you could go. Actually, you know what? Do that while I tell stories. Then it's enjoyable for everyone.
Oh, there you go.
So anyway, he so then 7:30, he goes, so you might lose it back. So next Saturday, internet dies. Call the guy out. Outside technician is what they call it. Has to come out now. He says, now the problem is that I have to have two lines running to my house to give me the bandwidth I need. And one of those lines is 700 feet longer than the other one, and that causes it to be out of sync.
Oh.
Is the horseshit
story. I thought you needed two lines because one was for you and one was for whoever's plugging into your thing. Yeah,
for all the neighbors that I'm feeding internet. And I was like, okay. And so then third week now is what we're on. So this will be this will be the...
Oh, yes? Third week now.
Fucking mic off. How about that? Now you can't groan, can you, bitch? So anyway, now we're on the fourth week that I'm going to have to call somebody out to fix this thing. And anyway, so that's it. So you're tired.
Yes.
Is what got me onto that. We had a date night.
We did. We're talking about that a bit. That's not what wore me out. Lest the the listeners become confused that you wore me out on our date night.
We had a double date night.
Yes, let's make that clear, first of all.
How awesome and super creepy, though, would it be if we were like two swingers and we just, anytime we're not recording, we're just constantly like fucking each other as a foursome.
Yes.
And yet we never mentioned that on the show.
Can I go, now?
No.
Okay.
No, that is a no-kay.
Yeah.
That is
yes,
a no-kay.
I'm afraid of any improvisational area that gets into that. Because I'm afraid what the look on my face would be.
So what's going on?
What's going on is, well, a couple things, but all around one issue. I noticed in the last 18 months or so that when we do the time change, the daylight savings change, I have trouble catching up with that. It used to be I spring right back, but now it takes me sometimes.
So 18 three, months, four so days. Just before you turn 50 a little bit.
Yeah, right. I realized that for several days following that shift, I would be just out of sync. I just couldn't. You know how sometimes you have a three-day weekend, and then you're all screwed up during the week. Keep thinking Tuesday's Monday and everything. It's like that. I get very confused. But then here's the thing. So this time I was
fine.
Isn't
every day a three-day weekend for you, though?
Yeah,
kinda?
Really, actually. It's more like a three-day week. this time I was on top of it. I felt good. I got lots of sleep. You know who can't make the adjustment? My dog.
Oh, I never would have thought of that.
Yeah. She refuses to acknowledge that.
She's Arizona in you.
Yeah, she is, because now instead of 6 o'clock in the morning, like, I need breakfast, it's 5 o'clock in the morning every day. She's like, this is it. Let's go.
Like, no, fucker. I'm on Arizona time. We don't believe in changing anything. Welcome to the painted desert of your bullshit existence.
Right.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, so the dog had me up very early.
How does a dog wake you up for breakfast? This never happened in my house, by the way, because I think if it happened more than twice, that dog would just be gone. Like, all of a sudden, it'd be like, I don't know, there was a hole in the fence.
At some point recently, she realized that if this is the schnauzer, that she's large enough, if she comes around to my side of the bed and gets up on her hind legs, that she can jab me in the kidney. So I'll be asleep and I'll just feel these nails poking my midriff. And it's her going, hey, fucker.
get with the kibble making.
Yeah, right. And so the problem is that if I get up to let her out or I get up to do anything, then the circus starts.
Yeah.
Other animals say, oh, the breakfast bell has gone off. And it's very hard to convince them otherwise.
I like that the breakfast bell is you lifting the comforter off of your body.
Right, and groaning.
Yeah. Because that's all. It's so sad to me that we don't have internet, but people should follow you at The Real Paco L. Is that still the picture still up there?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We only had one entry.
Oh, that picture isn't, but it's available on that site.
Okay. We only had one entry, and I'm going to try and I need you to send it to me, and I'll put it up on the Facebook page.
Oh,
too.
Sure.
We had one entry in the Dress Like Paco Halloween contest. And let me just say, even though they were the only entry, they did not disappoint. It was our very own Justin Meshpelt, right?
Yes.
And he had stuffed dogs all around him, three of them.
Three dogs.
And then a stuffed cat betwixt his legs.
Yes.
And then he was carrying multiple brands of frozen pizza boxes.
Yes. And there were appliances on the counter behind him. There was a mixer. There was a crock pot.
But I don't think that. Do you think that was part of?
I believe it was.
You think? Oh, that was part of.
And that is the actual mixer I have. It's the same color.
That's what I liked about when Doreen and you were telling me that, or Luna, sorry, that they were telling me the story is that that you're like, he even got our mixer, and I'm like looking. I'm like, it just looks like their countertop. If it was in your kitchen, then I would be like,
I believe that they structured that mise en scène. The whole thing was, it was art directed within an inch of its life. Just that it was art directed. They put them in a kitchen. They didn't put them in a lounger in the backyard.
Yeah. So I don't know if I have it, but Justin, if you're listening to this, send me an email, and then in probably 3 to 6 weeks, I will have a 5-minute spurt of connecting to the rest of the interwebs.
Yes.
And I will.
And after that spurt, you'll send him.
I'll send him. Yeah. Ironically enough, snail mail.
Right.
I will send you some CDs in your email. Please tell me if you want them signed, and or if you'd rather.
Oh, that's exciting.
Or you know what? Also tell me. I'll pass.
No, the whole thing.
Just wanted to be on Paco's profile pic.
There
that's
you
all
go.
That he needed.
Well, it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, Luna loves that.
That's great.
She loves that. That photo.
And the joke that I was getting to was that you also have multiple different kinds. You have different kinds of food that we've discussed this.
Yes,
different kinds of food for the dogs.
Absolutely.
So, she's still holding strong, waking up at 5 a.m. This dog of yours.
Yeah, well, certainly this morning, and I just couldn't get back to sleep. Well, once it was that, and then there were three other things. And by the time I'd gone that far,
at any point, is it? Come across your mind that you're talking to someone who now daily gets up at 2:30 in the morning.
That's true. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's right. No, here's the thing. It was not a stab. It was just a curiosity to see if it was like
it didn't.
If there's any part of you that goes, you know, maybe I shouldn't bring that because I swear to God.
Hang on, hold on, 1 second. There was never any part of you that didn't stop to think about complaining that you had a part-time job when everybody who was listening to you has full-time jobs.
No.
So this is not the room for that kind of editing.
Because they were making fun of me. That's
I
why.
See.
But
okay.
See,
well, and you are making fun of me.
Admittedly, there were times when I would, anytime my kids were complaining about food and what I had to do to prepare them a meal, I always felt guilty bringing it up. To be honest, I always was like, there would be times where I'd be like, oh, I'll talk about it. I'm like, oh, man, I just feel like an asshole staring across from him going, oh, the kid wouldn't eat the one thing I made. You know what I mean?
No, but you go the other way and you talk about all these things you do make and the things they do eat, and I want to kill you anyway. So there's no winning. But
Paco's an amazing cook. I wish had some kind of a charity. We're doing it at the station. We're doing this big charity thing.
Oh, yeah.
And they're auctioning off things you could do with the hosts.
Ooh.
And it just makes me think, I'm like, what would we do if we had to do such a thing? A Paco prepared dinner would have
that
to
would
be.
Yeah, I would be happy to do that.
That would be our
flagship. If somebody wants
prize.
To give us some money, I'm happy to. We can be the charity.
Money's drying up.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know. Those Cokes are getting smaller and smaller.
You started off with liters.
Yeah.
And now you're
down to one of those little 6 ounce
catering airplane cans.
Yeah.
Why don't the planes have their little tiny cans? I don't understand.
I don't know. They just the regular
instead,
size.
They get the 12 ounce and give you half of it or
because
a quarter of it.
I don't think they want you to have more than that much liquor. I think that's why they're doing the liquor in the small bottles. Also because they know you'll keep coming back for it. And they can jack you up on it.
I like the power move. I'm like, just leave the can. I do that every once in a while. Yeah. Just give me the can.
You know what? I'm too timid to do that, but.
I'll try it. It feels good.
Well, I'll tell you what, I did fly first class with...
Whoa, la-dee-da, look at you. Oh, good for you!
Yes. Well, with all the money that's rolling in from this show, so I did it because, I was flying with my son who had gone through an ordeal, and I thought, you know what's going to be good for him? Because he doesn't like to fly, who does, but he really hates it.
Jack Daniels.
No. It was just to get him a special event of flying, you know, really nice.
Oh, so okay.
It wasn't very expensive. We
so
weren't going that
far. So
you sat
in coach and he went up the first
breath. Right. And they certainly leave you the cannon first, I'll tell you that.
Yes, they do. And you're talking about the bathroom up front.
Exactly. Yeah, I thought the cockpit was just the men's room.
No, no, that's your own.
It's crowded
bathroom.
In here today.
Yeah, I've taken you off topic. That's,
that's all right. No, all I was going to say was, no, I haven't considered the fact that you get up at 2 a.m. But on the other hand, you are rewarded for that.
That's true.
When I get up at 5, it's just another day at the office. and I have more to look forward to.
I like, in my mind, what just flashed is another day at the office is that you go through the same routine that everybody else. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
It's like you bread and you toast and you just get in the car, but you just sit in traffic, even though you're just going to go back to your house.
Right. Well, not in my car. I had a flat last night.
Oh, no.
I was on my way to get Diego from a party. These are seniors, and they had a party in a park. And that all just sounds very shady.
It's very weird today.
It's very strange. Then when we got them, there was a little bit of flower power kind of feeling, and I thought, oh, these are hippies. You know, she had like on a cardigan, and she was all being weird. Like she seemed like
who's she? Your wife?
The girl whose party it was. Whatever.
Oh, it was like a birthday party?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. To be 18 and have a birthday party in a park is a little bit weird.
Was there booze there? So why?
I don't know. Somehow, I think there might have been pot. Based on what
would
they were
you rather
like
have your kid
there.
Do? Smoke marijuana or drink booze?
I'd rather. It's Sophie's choice. smoke pot, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Because then I could get some.
Good call.
Yeah, no.
I like your answer.
Because I think alcohol is just worse.
That's true. I like the idea because pot.
I think alcohol has ruined more lives than pot has.
It's had more time, I bet. We'll see. Mm. Time will tell. It's becoming more and more illegal.
Well, even if you just pick out any year or any decade where both were in existence, even the 60s, I'll give you the 60s. I'll spot you the 60s.
Whoa.
And say that alcohol still ruined more lives.
I wasn't around, so I wouldn't know.
You fucker. Yes, I was
to be
four.
Fair, you were barely around.
I was four,
to be fair.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. So we went out because here's the thing. I want to talk about this, and yeah. I know you want to talk about this too because I think this is awesome. And for a minute, I go, wait, was this something we weren't supposed to talk about? But that was the whole argument we had at date night was that you did not want to talk about this until we did the show.
Right. It wasn't a protracted argument, but yeah. Luna prompted a story that I had intended not to tell, yes. Which I told her I wasn't going to tell.
By the way, Paco's marriage is very much like a vaudeville comedy duo in that sometimes Luna will launch into setups that evidently he is not ready for, or he's tired of doing that bit, or
right.
That's supposed to be the encore.
Yeah.
And that was the fight that you had on our date night while we're having fantastic
Italian
food.
I literally said before we left, I said, I'm not going to talk about that thing.
You and prepped her beforehand?
I prepped her beforehand, and she still pitched it to me, and I'm like, oh, geez.
Your wife is the best.
Yeah.
Oh, I like everything about you guys. beforehand, okay. Here's the approved bits.
Yeah, right. Well, just...
I know that's not what you're doing, but it's funny in my head. So your son,
yes,
asked to go fly up to see this. Is, your kid is a badass mother. Shut your mouth. I'm talking about
maybe,
your son.
Maybe so.
He is dating a college chick. She was a senior.
He was a junior.
She graduated. Yeah. Now she's up in what? Or can we?
Well,
not say?
No, we're calling her a college. We're not going to use her real name anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Samantha.
Thanks a lot. Who are you, Luna?
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
It's Doreen.
We're calling her a college chick for the sake of convenience, but she's at UC Santa Cruz. So I'm not sure that really counts as a college.
Wow, are you slinging mud at the banana slugs? Wow, dude.
Listen.
Careful. For a bunch of patchouli-wearing potheads up there in the beach mountains, they could be aggressive.
I've not heard banana slugs before. That's...
Banana slugs is the UC Santa Cruz mascot.
I didn't. I thought you were making reference to her nationality. I thought it was just a new racist term I wasn't up on. Write that down, banana slugs.
Out of everybody in your life, I would probably be the most likely to get racist vernacular from, actually, now that I think about that.
So, yes, he was dating her, you know, to whatever extent that I think it was, I feel like it was rather chaste. They seemed very proper and, you know, wasn't a lot of... heavy petting. No, necking is what I meant.
Hijinks and what I'm going to call sex shenanigans.
Yeah, right. Get your little song ready. I'm sure you're going to have some fun with that. Thinking about what went on up there. You yakety sax. Yeah, they were, and she went her way, and it all seemed like, no one seemed torn up about it. I didn't quite understand why there wasn't more emotion, but there didn't seem to be much.
Because now they have sexting.
That's
they could
true.
Just send each other pictures of their genitals and it's all fine. You don't have to actually have physical contact anymore.
Well, at least one of them would be breaking the law.
Oh.
because he's a minor.
Isn't there a...
I have heard stories, news stories, about like a teenager who had taken a picture of his own junk to send it to somebody getting dinged for
child pornography. While they're both like 16.
Yeah.
No, but I think in California, there are some states, and if we had the internet and weren't living in 1993 for this podcast, but I think there are some states that allow for that, that it's like, it's an exception to statutory rape.
Oh, really?
I've heard that it's like, you have to be dating before you turn 18. You know what I mean?
So
if you began a sexual...
Right, if there's a paper trail.
Yes, exactly.
Then you can...
And in those cases, weirdly enough, you have to have recorded it on video so that you can show evidence.
You can prove it.
Yeah. That's all these kids are really doing now. They're just trying to do a little CYA, if you know what I mean.
I think that's just so that the authorities can get a good look at some teenagers humping.
It's
really what they're after.
That's what cops... Yeah. You know what? Cops not about donuts anymore, evidently. Turns out. Underage porn.
Yes.
So he's gonna. They've parted ways.
Parted ways, but they were still a couple. As far as
did you know that the whole time, or did you
Okay. I thought it was going to be harder for him, that he would be more, you know, morose when she.
Is that how you knew they were still dating? Because he wasn't like, you know, walking around. Oh, what is this on? Like that, just kind of moping around the house, going, nah, I don't feel like playing PlayStation.
He didn't really do that. They're very strange, these kids.
I can't wait for this.
Even when they were a couple, they would see each other once every couple of weeks. She had to work and work and work to save up money to go to school.
She was here every night when you guys were out of town.
You fucker. And maybe she was. I wouldn't know.
Wait, really?
Well, I mean, she might have come over and they might have had a, you know, he's got a hammock. So if they were going to go at it, they'd be doing it in my room.
How much do you want to know?
Are you kidding? Now you got me. Now you got me nervous. No, seriously. Now you fucker.
All right.
You're such a dick. Yeah. You couldn't have done that at dinner, by the way. You just set her off like a firecracker.
No. I assumed. What's great is it's too much for me to handle. What's great is that even now, you don't know if I'm fucking with you.
I know. This is why I'm...
It's safer if you don't know, I think.
And it's obviously much more amusing.
It's a valid attempt to protect you.
Oh, my God. I hate you so much.
All right, sorry.
So that's okay.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Oh, boy. All right. So he wanted to go up there. She can't afford to come down. Mm-hmm. She wasn't going to come down for Thanksgiving. She wasn't going to come down for Christmas. And he was talking about maybe going up there at some point. But then he just sort of walks in and goes, okay, this is when I want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a vacation time at all. It's just a weekend, just a random
like
weekend.
He's going to go up Friday after school, come home Sunday night.
That kind of thing. So he started with Luna, and they were starting to work it out together, and it was not going well because there is no way to fly from Burbank or
to
even LAX
Santa
to Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
And then...
Does he go to mom first because she is the smarter choice?
I don't know why.
Or is she just proximity?
I think it might have been proximity. I think I'm usually the...
You're the pushover,
the go-to,
right?
Because I'm the pushover.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it surprised me. But maybe because in his last go-around with a girl, she was the confidant.
Yeah.
She was the one he went to. Anyway, it was old Paco who figured out all the logistics. And it was like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles because it's crazy. I don't know how anyone would do it.
The world we live in now
is
so great.
So can't come from Burbank. Burbank to San Jose doesn't work.
You're playing travel agent
to
statutory rape.
Oh, my God. I hate you so much right now. I had no idea you'd have so much fun with this today. I should have known better. Okay, so he's gone limp. He's laughing so hard. He's like spaghetti in the dishwater.
I really hope this doesn't upset you.
No, it's all right.
It's really, really funny. But I don't want to upset you.
You know,
at
let
all.
Me run and get that gentleman's jacket, and then I'll be right back home so we can finish this conversation. So he's going to have to fly out of LAX into San Jose, and then you have to take a shuttle to a trolley to a bus, and then that takes you down there, and then he didn't have somebody to pick him up, so then it was going to be Uber from there. It's an odyssey, and it's an ordeal. So the end of my commitment was driving him to LAX. I wasn't willing to pay to get him there. We did pay for much of the rest of it, although
he this was my favorite part.
Yes.
I know that there are people, I don't know.
Yeah.
I know that there are probably a lot of people that listen to this show that maybe agree with my parental tone, but they would not necessarily have the same expectation for paying for things that maybe I would. You know what I mean?
There's probably,
and it seems very interesting to me because that was, I don't know if it was for you, but it was never even on the table or in a, like, to me, the idea of going to my father and saying, would you spend, I don't even know how much it costs.
Right.
But
$700.
I'll just say, okay, so $700. Yeah. Let me put it to you in my perspective.
Yes.
Would you be willing to spend $26 for me to go halfway across the state and surprise my lady love?
Oh, yeah. Surprise her. That was the other part.
That would not even be in a movie in my world. Like, not even a cartoon of magical Disney level would that exist in my world.
Right.
Comparatively, I lived in 3 steps below the Great Depression, I believe, than what your son. Idea that he could just come and go, so here's what I'm thinking. I think I'm going to fly up there and surprise her. And then activate parents.
Yeah, right.
Like he has some kind of like Pavlovian trigger word. That
right,
he can give
right.
You.
Right. Well, so anyway, it wasn't necessarily like, oh, of course, let's do this. There were certain, I had anxieties and concerns. But here's, once we've jumped over that fence a couple times, we did it on prom night. It's the same girl from prom night.
Yeah.
So, I mean, listen. By now, if you're not, then you're doing something wrong. If you're not already doing it, so
both you and Luna, and I hope this doesn't really make you feel uncomfortable because I'm just curious.
Yeah,
do you and Luna both just look at it and go, "Yeah, they're totally doing it," or do you prefer to live in the world of "We're not going to think about that"?
Don't ask, don't tell.
Got it. Okay,
that's fine. I mean, if he wants to tell,
Bill Clinton military. Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah. He can. If he wants to come to me and go, you know, hey, I've got a problem, or hey, I've got an issue, or you know, just when should I time slip in my pinky in the anus, whatever. If he needs some, if he needs that kind of talk, I'm willing to do it.
Yeah, let's sit down, we'll do it.
Right.
But you don't, because, and I'm curious when I get there, because I never understood. There were lots of times in my childhood, and I had a very open talks about with my parents about sex as well. But it's like, there were times where I'm like, my parents have to know that I'm fucking right now. Like they have to. I never lived under the teenage guise of like, oh, these guys have no idea what's going on.
Right.
Like,
I think he's not, but I think he could be getting, you could be crushing it.
Oh, you think, he could be
crushing
of all
it,
the...
but I don't think he is.
Really?
I don't think so. He I don't know. Because your joke from earlier is going to haunt me now forever. But in any case.
It was just a joke.
Yeah, sure.
I never saw her white Civic in front of your house while you were gone. It's funny because it's a Nissan Sentra.
Yeah, I knew you had the car wrong. You even changed the name of the car to protect her. That was very classy of you. So it wasn't just like a slam dunk that he was going to go as far as we were concerned. We kind of had to find a way to be okay with it.
Yeah.
Anyway, then it all sort of came down. Luna and I are both thinking the same thing, but we're not communicating about it. Is he going to need condoms? Should we give him condoms or offer him condoms or whatever it is? And I can't imagine that that would be comfortable at all to have a whole big thing about it. And I was sort of thinking out how I would handle it. Meanwhile, she was thinking the same thing. Hang on.
Yeah.
I had to throw up in my mouth a little bit.
I didn't mute that. Just so everybody I know. Like, that's why that's so funny, because it's like going, hang on. And that was it. I just did what you just did, like a fucking moron. You're supposed to be a broadcast professional.
Again.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's replay it. I'm going to replay the
slow-mo.
Tape.
Slow-mo. Do it in slow-mo.
Hold on. Okay.
We're bad. So
how do we get him condoms, I believe?
Yeah, it was the thing. And so she then said to me at some point, well, I didn't say anything to him. I didn't know what to do.
It's like she's in the room.
Close your eyes.
That is the one time you don't sound like Michael Caine.
So, anyway, I'm trying to figure out how, because it's going to make me slightly uncomfortable to talk about it, but I feel like I need to. I know it's going to make him very uncomfortable to talk about it, whether he wants condoms or needs them or not. And so I was trying to think of, like, what's the, like, taking a Band-Aid off, what's the quickest possible, least painful way I can do this for everyone involved? And so he was in the car. I was driving him back from school, and I said, I had a little preamble. Because Doreen's whole thing would be something like, well, your father and I understand that you're getting to a certain age, and we trust you to make good choices, and so on and so forth. And every syllable that she'd be saying, whether he knew what was coming or not, would start to make him more and more anxious and uncomfortable and just be horrible. So all I said as a preamble was, at the risk of making one or both of us mildly to moderately uncomfortable, I want to ask you, do you need any condoms? And he said, no. And I said, that's the perfect answer. And somehow we both know that what I meant was, it gives away nothing. Mm-hmm. Either it means, no, I'm not having sex, so I won't need condoms, or no, I got plenty, thanks. Of course, there are quite a few other things it could have meant, like, no, I never bothered those with
are
those.
Those are the two. That's the 50-50 option.
Yeah.
That the brain that doesn't know whether or not the car was there.
Yeah. and I said, that you gave away nothing with that, but it satisfies
that
it.
Is a man who has never taken a black light to his living room after.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Well,
Oh, my.
So he said no, he didn't need any, and that was enough for me. And we had a little laugh about it, and off he went. And it was an ordeal to get there. I mean, traveling is a pain in the neck anyway when you've never done it alone before and everything you come to is new and you have two or three or four questions. So I basically stayed up as like a air traffic controller to land him where he was
going. Was he taking a red eye?
No, he got out of school at 3:30. I drove him down there. He got on like a 5:30.
Wow.
And got into San Jose at 6:30 or 7, and then was trying to get to the buses that, you know, all the different steps. He ended up getting turned around and lost at some point and ended up in an Uber to get to the next main part of it. And then there was an hour on the bus down there. I'm like, God, you must like this girl.
So it was like, I don't know, 10 o'clock before... He's ripping off condoms.
Yeah, I got a text that said, I'm with her now. And then
it's happening.
That's when that music started playing in my head.
We're binge watching Benny Hill, like Justin suggested.
Right.
I think it's kind of weird humor. Maybe it's because it's European.
By the time that came around, he wasn't calling anymore. He just texted me and said, I'm with her. And that was... that was the end of it, and apparently it had a very
no
nice
condom
weekend.
Emoji, no, no. No spunk shui no. Emoji.
But at one point, I did call him because, you know, I said, just keep in touch from time to time. Send me a picture or something so I know you're still out there. And I hadn't heard from her or whatever, and I had a legitimate question of some kind, and I gave him a call, and he answered the phone. This is probably an exaggeration, but it was kind of like this. What? And I had the sense that I was interrupting maybe a fight or something else. I don't know what it might have been, but...
Look how your mind works. Now, let's just say.
Yeah.
Let's just...
Yeah.
We're not talking about your son, all right?
Okay.
In fact, we'll get it even away from you. I was going to say, let's put you in this example, but what do you imagine, all right?
Yeah.
A 17-year-old Justin... who has flown to go see his college-age girlfriend, and then his father calls him.
Which would have been Natalie, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think that he is doing? To where he would be like, what? What do you...
Oh, you're...
See how much it hurts?
Why does it need to hurt me more?
I'm not trying to hurt you.
Is it for my own good?
No, no. I'm
this is
going
to hurt me more than it'll hurt you.
No, it's just, it's interesting. You have to understand. I hope this doesn't come across like I'm trying to poke at you because it's not my intent. It is purely out of curiosity because you exist in a world that is not only very different from mine, but also a looking glass for me. Like, it is the future. And I'm just curious to see what the state of mind, because I could sit here all day, just like people who don't have kids could speculate about what they would do, but they don't really know. And so I could sit here all day and say, well, I think I would be totally fine if I knew my son was banging his girlfriend or whatever. But
giving her the old banana slug.
That's right. And you have to lick it. It's if you don't know.
Bastard.
I'm talking about facts. That's still what the whole. You should do some research on her alma mater before you drop several $100 for him to go up there.
Well, here's the thing: every time
get some STD from a banana slug.
The first time that I mentioned to a buddy of mine that he had this girlfriend at USC, he went, "Oh, that's a party school." Now he's lived in California. He's a native Californian, and he would know where from he speaks. I go,
well, it's right on the beach. It's the colder version of, I don't know, Long Beach or something. You know what I mean? Like whatever you go to down here.
Yeah,
San Diego State maybe is an even better example, but it's colder up there.
Right.
But so instead of
so
it
the
being
nipples
like,
are harder.
Yes, and there's and there's not as much bikinis as much as there are like sweaters and jeans and bonfires on the
comforters.
Beach. And comforters. Lots and lots of comforters.
So he said that it's a party school, and then subsequent to that I was mentioning some of this story to my mother, who's lives in New York.
Yeah.
And she's in her 80s or whatever. And I said, yeah, so he's going to visit Bea, or it's not Bea, that wouldn't make sense because that's not her name.
Yeah.
He's going to visit his friend. And at UC,
keep spitballing her fake name because I don't like that one.
That one doesn't work either. Sammy, that's what it was. Yeah. I couldn't remember what you called her. Samantha Sammy, that's great. That's a good sexy name. She's going to visit Sammy up at UC Santa Cruz. And my 80-something-year-old mother goes, well, that's a party school. Hand to God.
How does everything in your life exist as a sitcom?
Right. And she was like in a hospital hooked up to IV. She was like in a really, like almost an ICU. And she was like, oh, that's a party school.
How ironic is it that she is more in touch with the world than we are at this moment? You know what I mean?
Yes, actually, she did have the internet there.
Exactly.
So anyway, as far as I know, I'm not a granddad yet. But And God bless and so on and so forth for him.
Do you think, though, you have to say, honest to God, Justin, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Okay.
But do you think that he feels comfortable, like, if he has a question about something or if, like, let's say that they haven't negotiated that part of their existence or whatever you want to fucking, wow, that was really weird. But he wants to or whatever. Do you think he feels comfortable coming to you guys, or is that not the way it should be in your mind?
It's the way it can be. It doesn't have to be.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I didn't get any of that from my folks. We were very separated from my father, so he wasn't in the picture at all.
Yeah.
And my mother was not the person I would go to find out about that stuff. I don't know.
It sounds like she has her finger on the pulse of things.
Yeah, I don't want to know what my mom has her finger on the pulse of. Thank you very much. I got most of my like how to nuts and bolts from Penthouse.
Really?
Yes.
So have you purchased it? Or he's got the interweb.
Yeah, he's got the internet. That's just he wouldn't need me. I'm sure there's a YouTube video.
I feel like.
There's probably a YouTube video about how to have sex with that actual girl. She's at UC Santa Cruz.
How to have sex with Sammy. Slutty Sammy, the banana slug.
Yeah.
There's a part of me though, it depends on what you're into. There's a part of me that's like, what if you do look around on the internet? Because the more popular videos are the hardcore ones.
Right.
But let's say
if we had the internet, I'd be looking it up right now. I'd be Googling
Well, here's the thing. My understanding is that the most popular search term is MILF. Right.
Okay.
The second most.
I'm hoping
popular
that's
term,
not what he's punching in. By the way,
the second most popular term is teen. So my guess is that everybody's. My hope, maybe I live into is the word altruistic a world?
Possibly. Yes.
That everybody's staying in their own age bracket. I know that's what daddy does.
Right.
I'm not interested in some little girl. That's not my business.
Right. But a MILF isn't necessarily not in your age bracket.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah, okay. Listen, I'm all about the housewife.
I see.
Whatever situation's right. going on there, if I find it very relatable.
Yeah, sure.
I kind of sometimes when you, because I don't know if the ladies listening to this, if you when you know you get the multiple thumbnails when you or whatever that show up of the videos on the
really?
Website.
Yeah, that's yeah. how that works?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're
trying
welcome
to picture
for that.
It.
No, you're welcome for that. I'll let that slide. I'll allow it.
Okay, go on.
Okay.
Okay.
But sometimes when you know, because you never know what your monkey brain is going to latch in on, yeah. right? But to be honest, and this is, I think, also why I'm lucky, most of the time I will, or maybe it's me kind of tilting the lens, I don't know. But there are things that I'll kind of go, oh, look at that. She kind of looks like my wife, my lovely lady love.
Right.
And so I go in for that one.
That's funny because that's the same one I go in for.
It's the one that looks like my wife.
The one that
yeah.
looks like your wife.
But
on NILF.com.
It's just her videos.
Yeah, neighbor I'd like to find.
Although, if there's a neighborhood, I mean, honestly.
Oh, seriously,
right?
Yeah.
We're doing all right in the lady department. But no, the thing that I wonder, though, is that if he's looking at, say, all these videos, and then that's what he thinks it is. Like, right. I'm imagining, like, I think there are guys, even at 16,
yeah.
that are like, yeah, I want to stand her up on her shoulder blades and
right.
suspend
right.
her in a swing of right. leather.
Well, when I said.
And put a billiard ball in her ear.
You said.
While I rail on her from behind
there,
up the anus.
Is there a question that maybe, you know, if he had a whatever and he wanted to talk to you about it, I wasn't picturing that the question was, how do I spackle her face?
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking that's the kind of help the internet
what
would.
What else is he going to want to know?
Where no, else is he going to learn?
No, what I'm saying
but
is,
from his father.
If the expectation, though, is that his education comes
right.
from the internet, I
yes.
think, as we all are well aware, the internet. And
but here's the thing, because you're only going to the internet to look for filth.
Yeah.
But you could probably also go to the internet to find, like, couples and, you know, softer things.
That is what I like.
Yeah.
I don't like the anus. I like
right.
it. I want good.
But Skinamax.
If there was ChristianPorn.com, that
there
would be
ought
my
to
thing.
Be. You better fucking go
there,
get
no,
that
there
right
is
now.
Christian
is there?
Porn, okay. Yeah, and it's an anti-porn site. I can't. But anyway, my point is that I would hope that a teenage boy, you know, that would be great if he has the wherewithal to say, you know, normal regular sex,
right.
You know,
right, what it looks like and so on and so forth. Well, there's, listen, I'm somehow even less comfortable talking about my son searching the internet for porn and what he should be watching than I am talking about whether or not
he's. If you feel it any better, 7 years from now, we'll probably be doing it about my kids.
That's
so we could wait if
right.
you'd rather.
No.
We could wait. But I just think it's so interesting. To me, how that all works out. And it's funny that, to me, because I get it, that, you
yeah.
know, we look back. My parents are a horrible example. I've
right.
learned now, even though I thought they were normal, they are the anomaly
yeah.
in how open they are about everything. I've had therapists tell me, maybe a little too open.
A little too open.
But I never thought so. I never was like, oh, my. I'm
sure the milkman said those people are too open.
My dad gives him a little extra stare when he hands him the package.
Yeah.
Nice package.
Right.
To me, I feel like it was nothing but relieving. Like, as a kid who was raised by parents who were very open and
Oh, I see.
Told a ton of jokes.
The demystifying of it
yes,
was helpful.
Told
yeah.
a ton of jokes about it. Like,
yeah.
as creepy and inappropriate as that it may seem to the rest of the world, I really did find comfort and excitement in going to my parents and say, I had sex last night, and not worrying about any kind of judgment or
yes.
anything along those lines.
That's good, because the rest of the world has judged you every day since then
that
exchange.
For
that
exact
yes.
thing, yeah. Including the girl that
sure. I bet. And her father, by the way,
in
wasn't
retrospect,
really happy.
Well, he's mostly not happy with his show right now. But no, that I think it's that. I mean, she was around the day after, but it's funny because 2 weeks after that, she broke up with me. But anyway, I was that bad. I think that it's funny that everybody kind of grows up and everybody has that story of,
yeah.
my parents didn't talk about any of that.
Yeah.
And I guess, and maybe I'm displacing too much of my own perspective, but I thought that kind of our generation of parents would kind of be over that taboo-ness of it all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But see, what you're saying to me, and what I'm getting from it, I guess, is a better way to put it, is that you're, it's not that you consider it to be taboo,
yeah,
but there is no way to wash away and make it just completely, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You can't, it's not, it's never going to be the same kind of talk you have about taking a driver's test or, you know
right,
what I mean? Or,
right.
You know, like that stuff. Or, yeah. How, you know, how do you prepare for a history final? It's never going to be lackadaisical.
Yeah.
But you have to make yourself available and yet also a little bit aloof at the same time, right? Mm-hmm. You can't over meddle.
Right, right.
Because that's the thing that I think is interesting to me too, is that you're saying, at the risk of making people feel uncomfortable, but you're like, I will get them for you so you don't have to go through the awkwardness of going to get them.
Or moreover,
I would rather you be safe.
Yeah, or moreover, in anticipation of the awkwardness of getting them, he not get them at all.
Right. That's
what
I mean.
That's what I mean. Is like, I have no problem. I feel a little bit, every once in a while you're buying something like that and you go, whatever. It's not like I pile 800 other things on the and try to hide it.
You don't do the laser mirrors, smoke purchases of watermelon and plungers and greeting cards.
Right.
Yeah, that's so stupid that you buy random
thumb
things. Yeah. What you should do is just, you should go whole hog.
Right.
Instead of buying a small pack, and this is what we should all, that's what I'm going to tell my boys now.
Yeah.
Instead of buying the three pack of rubbers,
right?
Buy $50 worth of condoms. Just go.
Oh, I thought you were going to say buy like a 16, 18 pack.
Yeah.
And.
But buy multiples of those.
But get lube.
Yeah.
Get canola oil.
Yes.
You know, get whipped cream.
And make it things.
Chocolate syrup.
Things that look like it could be a gag gift. That right. Like a package.
You're throwing a bachelor party or whatever it is. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'll give my kid $100 and say, buy nothing but sexually deviant things at the Ralph's.
Right.
That's a grocery store for anybody not in California.
Sure.
The Piggly Wiggly, to make it a horrible name for a grocery store when buying condoms. But, like, there's no way to get over that awkwardness. That's not something that.
Well, I mean, I just am going to assume that it's sort of there. I consider the way you grew up and their reaction to you and your reaction to them the ideal. I don't consider it likely to be obtained by many people.
I think it's not normal.
An unusual. Yes, I'm going to say it's not normal. No. You're a unique cat. So I'm saying it's not normal, but I'm not saying that it's worse than normal. I'm saying it's better than normal.
Yeah.
But that it more than likely we should all feel uncomfortable and ashamed if we're doing it right.
Yeah. But can you, like, and I know that there are guys listening to this, and I feel horrible that because sometimes we unintentionally either make it worse for them, I think,
right,
or sound wildly patronizing. But can you imagine, can you honestly imagine being a guy who has a daughter navigating these same waters?
Oh, no.
I hate that. I mean, because I know, I'm like, what about even thinking in my mind about the moms that listen and how, because it is a wild double standard if you really look at it. It's, to me, the most prevalent example of sexism today is that thing where it's like, if you have a daughter, it's that age-old joke that if you have a son, you have to worry about one penis. If you have a daughter, you have to worry about every other penis in the world.
Yeah, you have to worry about all of them.
But yeah, and it's like, I don't know. I would hope that I could approach it with the same kind of level-headed calm because I think that you would want your kids to, as weird as it seems to watch them grow up, you would want your kids to have the same, if not better, appreciation for sex than you do. Like, I would want both of my sons, I don't want them to kind of, this is where it's really weird. I don't want them to bone around.
Right.
I really don't. I don't even want them to do that in high school. If they did, I would kind of get it. On a certain level, but if I felt like they were doing it a little too much, then I would kind of go, just so you know.
This is all based on the assumption that you have any idea what's going on.
I will know. I say that, again, because I believe it.
Yes.
And number two, it makes it 10,000 times funnier when you get to talk about whether or not there was
a
flying car.
Right.
Right.
Oh, man, I lost it. Okay, so as challenging or whatever, mystifying as it might be for us to think about having girls and what that kind of talk might be like, or even, you know, you're anticipating having to talk to your sons about it. I'm in the middle of trying to figure it out. Can you imagine the struggles that Bruce Jenner's dad is having? What to say to Caitlin?
He's the only one that's he has a complete understanding. Well, it all for all.
Yeah, there's really only one penis they have to worry about.
And it, for all intents and purposes, he would be the end all be all of this conversation.
There you go.
And to take the joke out of it a little bit, is that anybody who kind of has a fluid gender or a transgendered kid, I mean, we talk about it a lot at the station now because it's becoming a bigger, you know, social issue, is that you know, a lot of kids that are even at 10 or 12 are saying, we just talked about a story that came out of Texas about a little girl. And I'm sorry, I can't remember if it's the other way around, but basically there was a transgender child who identified, I believe, as a girl. So it had to be a boy who identified as a girl. They obviously can't have reassignment, but they're doing hormonal therapy, blah, blah, blah. And she did not want to be forced to change in the boys' locker room.
Okay.
But the school would not allow her to change in the girls' locker room.
Uh-huh.
And so it's this, and it's a thing where it's very dividing. I mean, there are people listening to this like right now going, why the fuck wouldn't you just let her change in the girls' locker room? And then there are people like, well, fuck that. She's, why? Because that would make
there's
the girls.
A bunch of other girls that will be very uncomfortable.
The girls
with
probably
that.
Would be uncomfortable. And
I think
it's
be
a very
special
interesting
school.
Thing. I don't know if it's
maybe with a fence.
Exactly.
Where?
Well, that's what my suggestion was like, well, then you have a third, you know, option. But as Bill pointed out, that it's like, and I kind of saw it as soon as I said it too, is that.
Yes.
No child at the age of especially 12, 13 wants to do like the group shower. I don't know what that is, some form of
no
like,
one wants to do it.
Pubescent torture. I don't know why that's even allowed, why they're not individual stalls.
I'm picturing you say a third option, but that won't do it.
What's that?
At the very least,
there is none.
No, hang on.
There's like probably eight different options.
Well,
you'd have to
but just
for.
Keep it tight. All right. So to speak. All right. The third option is this boy feels like he's a girl, doesn't want to change in front of the other boys, but can't change in front of the other girls. He's got his own room. Now there's this girl who feels like she's a boy. She can't change with him.
Nope.
Because both of them will be uncomfortable.
And this is where I become incredibly ignorant because I'm like, well, why would they be worried about each other? to me, it's mathematical.
Turn your back.
That's a plus and a minus. They balance each other out. That's zero now. Boom. Unless there's an odd man out or woman, whatever it is.
But then you keep, it's just going to, it could in theory just keep going from there to the point at which is I identify as a tree.
Yes.
And I don't want to change in for whatever, you know, or I identify as a cow and everyone's wearing belts.
Oh, I could bone the crap out of a tree. I might identify.
You can. I have.
I might be arborsexual. I may or may not be. All right. Am I cutting off any part of this story? Or
No. Essentially, he came back and I have no idea really how it went. He described his trip, but he didn't get into the nitty gritty of it and I didn't press him for it. I did do one other little bit of parenting just to have some scrap of dignity in this, which is what I said to him was, based on my personal experience, that I had gone to visit colleges when I was roughly his age. I was 18, visiting other friends who were already in school. And there's a lot of shenanigans going on. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going up on a weekend, there's going to be parties, and this is, you know, it's juicy Santa Cruz, so there are going to be parties.
Yeah.
And
that's a party school, I understand.
Right. that's a word on the street.
It's in my great-grandfather's will.
Yeah, it was actually in this issue's AARP. Top 10 party schools in the nation. Yeah, in the newsletter. I said, look, I know you make good choices anyway. This is now the conversation that I didn't want her to have, but about the sex. And just going, you know, feel free not to
indulge
in anything you don't feel comfortable indulging in. Just make smart choices for yourself. And I said, the one thing I will just say is do not get in a car with anyone who's behind the wheel who's been indulging in anything. Mm-hmm. And he said, Dad, none of them have cars. Well, all right, there you go.
Is that true?
That's what he said. That's what he said.
Oh,
now,
what a different time, right?
Yes, I have a very risque story of my own trip that I took when I was 18 or 19 in visiting colleges, but we can save that for another day if you want to get an explicit rating on another on another podcast.
So wait a minute. You took a trip very similar to your
very
son's.
Similar. I didn't have a girlfriend, but I was visiting several girls at different colleges.
But and it was explicit.
Yes.
And yet you are unsure as to what 50% of your own DNA did on said weekend within.
Oh, now, Well, you have to hear the story to know why it wasn't me. I wasn't me. I wasn't up to any shenanigans. I was shenanigan adjacent.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's quite a tease, as they say in the broadcasting
world.
Tune
in next time.
Tune in next time for Podco being saucy adjacent.
Yes.
All right. You want to do a little moment of the week since we can't come back tomorrow? We only can do one this week.
Or... Yeah. Go ahead and press a button. I'll see if I can think of something.
Sounds good.
You made them. You love them, and sometimes you want to choke the living shit out of them, but occasionally they give you that one sweet moment. This is that moment. Moment of the week, brought to you by Stitcher, the free app that handles all your podcasting needs without having to sync to your computer. Stream all your favorite podcasts right to your Droid, BlackBerry, or iPhone. Just go to thedadpodcast.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the left-hand side. It's free, people, and they give us money if you do it.
All right, my friend. Anything hit you in that intro?
I got nothing. Okay. No, I have to, I do. Actually, I have something I wanted to say. It wasn't necessarily a moment of the week proper. But I will say, this is like, Thanksgiving, everyone, Bowser had to give thanks. So it's more in that kind of a category. Talked a little bit about the fact, not in great detail, about the fact that Chad is at a boarding school, mm-hmm. For lack of a better phrase. And I've just been very in touch with missing him in my life. And I miss my kid. I'm going to see him at Thanksgiving. We're all going to be down there and be together. And... And it was particularly pointed for me on Halloween, dressed up as we were, when his gang of kids came by the house. They weren't coming to see him because they knew he wasn't around, but they were coming to say hi to us. And these are kids we haven't seen in 3 months. I used to see them
all the time.
Several times a week in my house for hours and that kind of thing. Now, they were all dressed up as other things, so I wasn't sure who was who. And in fact, two of them were dressed up as the same thing. They were dressed as Guy Fieri. These are freshmen in high school, or guys Fieri, since there were two of them. It was sort of a tug at the heartstrings thing because, you know, his absence was louder for their presence on my front step. So I threw stuff at him and I chased him off.
Yeah, as you would.
As one does.
You took
as
the fake hatchet
does.
Out of your own head and chased him.
And we, Luna and I spoke to him subsequent to Halloween, or he'd written us a letter. And he was basically saying that he had the best Halloween down where he was in his memory. And so part of that is great because you go, oh, cool. He wasn't sitting there feeling sad the way we were. So you were touched by that. And then the other side of it is not that he wasn't not like I felt like left out or anything, but that part of it was that he was so busy up in his own head getting screwed up when he was here. That he couldn't enjoy that kind of stuff because he was so anxious about things and criticizing himself and all this other stuff that he wasn't just free to be himself, which is interesting on a day when you're dressing up as somebody else.
Mm.
And so he just had a very relaxed and peaceful time down there, and I thought that was terrific. And
that is awesome, man.
Say, I love you, Chad.
I'm really
and
glad
I,
that
I know you're not listening. Thank God.
But what I'm hearing is that it's nice that things are going well. For,
yes,
you know what
they're,
I mean?
They're going very well.
That's
and,
awesome.
And that's that is very happy, and we're looking forward to having him
Thanksgiving
back.
Is going to be incredible.
Oh, it is. It's going to be fantastic.
That's awesome.
We're looking forward to having him up at Christmas time, so that will be
that's good.
Exciting.
The mine is it's a compilation again of both of the boys.
yeah,
Jack, please stop. Jack, it's just so funny. Jack loves it's. You're gonna laugh, but Jack loves to run his mouth, and I know I've said that before, but like literally. I try so hard to record it so I could play you the nonsense that flies out of that child's mouth.
Yes.
But it is so hard because it happens so fast and you're so busy trying to rationalize what your child is saying to you.
Yes.
But the way that he says it is so confident. Like he literally said, I had like it would be like this. Like he would say, we were going to play the ball today, but I couldn't play the ball today. So we played the ball today. That's something he would say to you at lunch.
Yeah.
And you just go, wait, so you didn't play the ball today, but you did? And he goes, he looks at you doing what toddlers sometimes do to act like 30-year-olds.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, yeah. Like he, it, like he's a, now we're having a conversation, but you don't know what you're talking about right. with him. Well,
sounds like every conversation I have with Luna.
maybe he's got a little bit of her personality.
Maybe,
but it's funny because recently we're on a walk and he was doing that thing, and Natalie, it's so funny because I'm still around them more even with the work. Yeah. But she, and it's funny because on her day off, they love to fill her in on things, and it is an interesting observation. Please stop. It is an there is retaliation that can come.
I'm sorry. Look.
If you want to dance.
No, please. Listen, I've already gotten a good taste of you today.
Yes, you have, Big Daddy. No, so it's funny because she, how to put this, she spends her days off having all of the men in her life compete for her affection. Even me, to a certain extent, I will talk to her about my day, but when I see it happening, yeah. I always take a step back.
Yeah.
I try to make a joke about it. But Jack was just running his mouth and just talking out of his ass. And I just said, Jack, I go, you need to go into radio.
That's great.
And then Jacob goes, or he could be a football coach. I said, no, because he goes, because he could be mean and nice. Jacob said about
right.
Jack, I don't know. I can't remember exactly what I was like when I was four, but I know that everybody complained about how much I talked.
Yeah, well, I'm going to hijack you for a minute.
Yeah.
Tell a quick little story. Shortly after you moved here, but before I really knew you guys.
Yeah.
Maybe just say hello to you or whatever. I was driving back home and saw on the corner what turned out to be Natalie and the boys. Uh-huh. But I didn't have an awareness of, like, who they were, really.
They just look like strangers walking.
Yeah, just because there's so many people who go by here because the school's right around the corner. And I was like, wait a minute, that little one. And I was just fascinated by, I was driving sort of, you know, this way, mm-hmm. towards the whole thing. And they were kind of coming in my direction. And I went, oh my God, that's that neighbor's kid. That he's an exact replica of the guy. They move the same fucking way. I've never seen a kid move like that before.
Oh, really?
So this is 2 years ago. I was noticing how friggin' similar the way he holds himself, the way his mannerisms.
Oh, I never thought about that. That's funny.
So when you say to me that he's a motor mouth, I'm like, yeah, of course he is.
No shit, Sherlock.
Right, exactly.
I'm looking for a button for no shit, Sherlock. That's no what one. I'm doing. People can't see
that's
me,
so
but I
funny.
Don't have one.
You should find one.
So anyway,
I'm sorry, I'm not done hijacking.
Oh,
here.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. The other thing was, this is jumping way back to something, but I had to say it. Listen, when we go out to dinner with the wives, you could do me a favor by not asking Luna anything about The Office, because I don't need to hear her tell those stories the first time, let alone tell them again.
Got it.
All right, thank you.
I thought in that moment what I was doing, because I saw the eye rolling. And what I thought I was doing is that I was the buffer.
Oh, I see.
What I thought. I was going to be the cup, the receptacle for all the stuff.
Right.
And then she could just lay it on me.
Well.
And I was trying to make you laugh, like, going, like, oh, Barbara, whatever it was.
No,
you
know, just, yeah, absolutely.
But
no.
Kind of, like, playing along. But clearly I have no clue who she's fucking talking about.
No.
Wives are so good at that shit. They just start throwing names.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's such a horrible thing to think as a husband, but they do. They fling names out at you.
Yeah.
And you sit there and you go, man, she is saying these names like I listen to her every time.
Yeah, seriously.
And take fucking notes like there's going to be a test.
And I went with that thing to her to Disneyland where they had the buffet and the thank you. You know, she'd gotten there. She was there 2 days and there was concert parades and celebrations. And I met 50 people that night. And she's constantly referring to people that from that night going, well, you know who that is. I'm like, no, I don't.
No, I don't. See, here's the thing. Natalie went to
He's the other Jeff. Not this Jeff. Yeah. He's the other Jeff with the two wives and the...
Fuck all the Jeffs.
Two kids and the wife.
Go
like,
by your middle
know.
Name, dickwad.
Right.
Right? No, Natalie now... Because Natalie's never had to worry about meeting my coworkers.
Right.
So now she did. We went to Handel's house.
Right,
and so
right,
now
right.
I get to see how much she remembers of everybody's
Oh,
name.
He let you in his house?
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah,
wow, that's fancy.
Yeah, it was very fancy.
You're a big shot.
I'm a big shot. Anyway, so
yeah,
back
go
to
back
Jacob.
To your kid. Sorry about that.
This one is very touching, but I won't give it its justice, to be quite honest, because it was at first it was started very unnerving, and then it became very, very sweet. Jacob was going to bed, you know, and we do the usual bedtime thing. You know how there's like a disturbance in the forest where you could tell the kids aren't going to go to sleep and they're going to ask for shit 14 times?
Yeah, yeah.
This was one of those moments. He'd come out and said something like, oh, I need this, or asked a question about the next day and blah, blah, blah. And I kind of said, son, you got to go to sleep. You know, you need your rest. So then he calls for his mom. And so she goes in there and she goes, what's up? And she could tell that he wasn't upset, but seemed kind of uneasy. And he goes, can I tell you something? And she goes, absolutely. He said, I want you to know that I might cry, but I'm not sad. And Natalie goes, okay. If he goes, he said, I think I'm having tears of joy. And I said, Natalie goes, okay, well, why? And he goes, I was sitting here and I was thinking about my life and I really, really like it. He goes, we get to have a lot of fun and we have a lot of things and I love you and mom, or you and dad and Jack a lot, and I'm really, really happy, and I guess that makes me cry a little. And Natalie goes, well, that makes sense. Sometimes you cry because you're just so happy. And she said, but are you sure you're okay? Is there anything bothering you? Are you upset or anything? He goes, no, I'm just really, really happy. And so she's like, okay, well, do you want to talk about anything? He goes, no, that was it.
That's fantastic.
And it was funny because Natalie came out of the room and I'm in. It's just so unique. I think it's funny that we do these moments of the week. They don't always kind of have, for me at least, they don't become a little reflective like this. But
yeah,
you know how you get in that rut where you're living, and I'm playing the role of the angry, tired dad who has to go to work at 1 o'clock the next morning. And I'm like, I've got 15 fucking minutes to sit next to my wife and watch Survivor like a normal person.
Don't
in my
say anything.
Yeah, no spoilers. And these kids keep fucking it up. And then she comes around the corner and she kind of has a like, I'm not sure what just happened kind of look. And I go, and I kind of, in so many words, I kind of said, what the fuck does he want now?
Yeah.
And she goes, he said he was happy. And I go, what? She goes, and then she told me the whole story.
Right.
I don't, that kid, man, the kid, he blows my mind. For as emotionally unaware as I possibly am, he makes up for it in spades. Like, I don't know. He's a good kid.
I'm hoping, can you send him over to talk to my kids, please, about how you have it good, and so that equals happiness?
Well, here's the thing, and I know I joke about this, but I really think, because here's the thing, your kids, and this is my honest belief, your kids will grow up, and then they will leave the house.
Thank God.
And
you can stop it right there. That's it. Yeah, talk slower!
And then that is, I really believe this, that is when, I don't know, but I think that is when people who parent like you do, that is when you get to reap the benefits. The unfortunate part about what you do by doing everything so taking care of them
because
so much.
They then go out as these full-fledged things, or because then they go out and be miserable and realize how good they had it.
They won't be miserable, but they will realize how good they had it. It's that thing where it's like once you start doing shit on your own is when you kind of realize it kind of opens your eyes a little bit. And I'm not sitting here saying that. Because I know nobody should be doing it necessarily the way I'm doing it. But there's a part of me that believes that the reason why he sees that is because it is kind of reminded to him a lot. Like I point out a lot that's like, you got it pretty fucking good here.
Yeah.
And my fear, my insecurity in that is that he doesn't get it, or that he thinks that I hold it against him in some way. You know what I mean? That's my fear. I don't think that's what's happening. Honestly, I think Jack is fucking, he's indifferent. I don't know if it's because of his age or, no, I really, everything rolls off that kid's back. If he's got a full night's sleep, you could literally say, you know what, go fuck yourself, and he'll look at you and laugh.
Right.
But Jacob.
Followed by the sound of a gun cocking.
He goes, yeah, you want to say that again? and Jacob is just a different beast in that sense, but I do believe that, you know, your kids are going to hit the 30 mark or the late 20 mark.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know when, but I do believe that once they get out of the house, they're going to come back a lot, and just it's going to come back tenfold.
The love is going to come back. I also believe that my my kids are going to do okay, despite all the evidence to the contrary for some. But no, I'm excited to see what their futures hold for them, because they have so many more talents and gifts than and position than I had.
Opportunities.
And just I'm interested to see what they make of their lives, not that they need to make it anything in particular for me. As long as they can keep me in the manner to which I've grown accustomed, I don't care what they do. But what I did want to say about Jacob is that's a really terrific gift that he can see that and that he can express that.
Yeah, he's like, nobody articulates emotions like that kid.
Many, many people go through their life not being able to look around and go, hey, I've got this is good. Yeah. And they're just looking at negativity or whatever. And that's one of the things that makes Moment of the Week so special, is because it has forced me in the process of doing this to stop and go, oh, okay, get in the moment, be in the moment, you know, rather than always being racing ahead or wishing I had something
it's
else.
It's so much a part of the life, man. It's just, I know we're getting kind of heavy-handed, or at least I'm getting blowhearted, but it is that you get. It's easy to fall into the rut of managing things instead of living them, if that
yep.
makes sense.
Yep, I totally get it.
Fucking hippie, listen to me. All right, send us an email. Tell me how full of shit I am at showatthedadpodcast.com. All of our social media handles are on the web, and I was going to say, unless I can't post this because I don't have internet at my house, but I'm going to a hotel tonight. And if you get this in time on Friday, if you want to tune in KFI AM 640 all day long, we are doing Katarina's Club. And if you would like to make contributions, they will be giving out the website. I'm sure if you just search Katarina's Club, it's C-A-T-E-R-I-N-A.
That's like a swingers club?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. No, it's actually, there's a restaurant in Anaheim.
It hurts.
There's a restaurant in Anaheim that this kid came by. The short story is there was a kid that came by that was starving. And there's a lot. You've seen it. There was a documentary on HBO a few years back.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about this.
About these kids that live in Anaheim in these motels. And this guy feeds these kids nightly. It's crazy amounts. And so they're going to break $1 million. And I think it's 100,000 pounds or tons, I can't remember, of pasta and tomato sauce and food donations. And all the money goes to feeding these kids. And now they have like 13 franchises everywhere. But you could tune in. I will be the guy who I'll be like periscoping and blah, 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 and then be checking in on the air if you want to listen live from. But the whole thing starts at 6 a.m. and goes until 10 o'clock p.m. Pacific on KFI.
And are you on it all that whole time?
I am going to be the off-air MC. So I'll be checking in twice an hour on air. Talking to people, kids, it's so cute. Kids come in with piggy bank donations for this thing. It's very, very adorable. I've never done it before, but these are the stories I've heard. I will be going in twice an hour from 6 a.m. till 11 a.m. is when I will be around. I will be on the air entirely from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and then also during the 9 o'clock hour, 9 to 10 a.m. all Pacific times, doing Handle on the News and then going out and grabbing people, but blah blah blah, that's going on. If you guys want to contribute, that would be awesome. I'm personally donating $640 as the Russian turtle. That's what I'm doing. So that's that. On behalf, oh wait, no, you got to tell us about our Amazon banner. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I gotta. Here's what you have to do. You have to go to the Dad Podcast website and scroll down to the bottom and click on the Amazon banner. That will take you to Amazon. And when you are there, you're going to bookmark that. And every time you come back, you will use that bookmark. And when you shop and buy things, it won't cost you anything, but it will help the podcast. And you have to do it, because I'm not going to do it myself. You have to do it for me.
Wow. I didn't know Luda had a Michael Caine impression in her.
She does. Actually, she sounded a lot like Trump that time.
That'd be huge.
This is the greatest website.
You're going to like it. You're going to really like it. It's huge. I really want a president who can't say the letter H.
Yeah.
On behalf of Paco Lanzini, a.k.a. Adam Dooley, this is Just Worship saying, hug your kids, hump your loved ones, and stay frosty, my friends.